today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
GCN listeners, you guys are rocking the gauge. GCN listeners, you guys are rocking the gauge. We're honored and we appreciate it. Keep the music going, guys. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and you know that you're out there. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We know that you're out there, and you obviously know that you're out there as well. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise, and of course, I'm not being facetious about that. That is a fact. And facts are stubborn things on our end as well, friends, and we are not moving from the Word of God or from the laws of our Constitutional Republic, the enumerated laws within its confines. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, Sons of Liberty Radio. .com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Getting a little feedback, guys. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can do that. It is Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. By the way, you know, interestingly enough, I'm going to go there right now. We are live. And in saying that, I just posted a video on Sons of Liberty Radio. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio. Folks, there's a little feedback coming to me right now. In saying that, if you'd like to go on Facebook right now, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, folks, there is the knockout game they like to play? There's actually two guys on the road. And matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll post it right up on the top. There's already 300 responses. And what I'll do is I'll post it right at the top of the page. There's 91 comments. That's much better. Thank you. 91 comments, and I just posted it this morning here. But in saying that, friends, it's the knockout game where it went bad. A guy and his girlfriend were walking by these two punks on a parkway, and what happened is this guy thought he was going to go ahead and biff this guy's girlfriend in the face. And what they didn't realize is this guy was a boxer, and he proceeds to knock one of them out and then go after the other one. I'm talking about going after the wrong guy, friends. They did it.
Well, you don't turn around and biff someone's girlfriend in the face. You just don't do that.
No. Well, you know what's interesting about that? The knockout game, there's a guy in Minneapolis that thought he was going to do it. He ends up killing a guy, and he gets 10 years in prison. This is in Minneapolis. By the way, this is brand new news today. But again, friends, if you'd like to go to Sons of Liberty Radio, go ahead and check out the knockout game that just went wrong. It went wrong, boy. I'm telling you what, he protected his own. And this is what you need to do, because once people begin to see that you're going to defend yourself and protect yourself, they're not going to be messing with you and yours anymore. And again, it's named When Plane Knockout Goes Wrong, and it is worth the watch, friends. It really is, because by the end of it, you're cheering and you want to watch it again and again. The girlfriend had to stop her boyfriend from beating up on these two that just hit her.
That's right. He went against not one of them, but he went against two of them. Yes. You just don't do that. They picked the wrong guy to knock out.
They really did. So, folks, if you'd like to check that out, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, go to Bradley Dean as well. There's two different websites, one personal, one fan page, Bradley Bradley Dean, double E Bradley Dean. And folks, get your voice out there. You have 53 countries right now that will be listening to you, as well as many affiliates across the United States of America. But in saying that, I also want you to get busy on a Facebook or on a Twitter account or a LinkedIn, whatever the case is, friends. Get your voice out there and get it out to all the people, because what's destroying this America as you know it right now is silence. And what you need to understand is that people, for the most part, are saying the same things. That's why you have the Sons of Liberty Radio.com to let you know that. But I want to let you know that, too. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to the next guy. Talk to the guy over across the street at the gas station, at the store, at the restaurant, at the theater. Whatever you do, begin to be bold in your faith, folks, because that's what will preserve this country. We've heard it 1,000 times. Edmund Burke rightly said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. And that is exactly the case that he was making, was exactly right on the money. Evil prevails because good men sit down and expect somebody else to do for them what God commanded them to do. So check out my Twitter account. If you don't have one, get one. I've noticed that you've been responding slowly but surely, and I appreciate that. That Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Phone lines are accessible as well, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works. Deeds, not words, my friends. 1 John 3:18. Jesus said, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. By this our hearts are assured before him. And that's exactly right. So, to say all that, to say this, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, pretty little princess? Curious.
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want them, well, actually, you want Christ's mind in your
mind. The mind of Christ.
That's right. And you want his heart as well. So speaking of being bold in the faith, you want to be bold in the faith. But in order to do that, you have to know what's going on out there. You've got to be educated. And we've been highlighting all this week. Today is the final offer, the last day for our My War DVD package. Now, this includes the 5-part series, DVD series called My War, and also the testimony of Bradley Dean in a graphic novel form. I'm just going to cut to the chase and tell you a couple stories. This My War DVD series is amazing. I always say, whenever we go to events or talk with people, every household in America needs to have one. You will literally watch and see. We've been doing high school since 1998. And traveling all around doing tea parties, colleges, churches, festivals, you name it. But in the schools particularly is what this is highlighting. You'll see where we actually get kicked out of schools for teaching the Constitution, morals and values, for having Christian principles. You'll actually see where we were chased out of town. We had a police escort. There's so many different things in this series. So you need to sit down and watch it. In fact, Jackie did the same thing. And she said, sat down to watch the first video, ended up watching all 5 straight through. Gripping and jaw-dropping would describe my reaction. Want my adult kids to see this as well. Good work, strong and uncompromised truth. That was from Jackie. Another great response we got was, totally enjoying this. All parents should be watching this. I think all parents are going to be shocked after they watch this. All parents should be begging their schools to have Bradley Dean speak to the kids. That was Pat from Wisconsin. So if you'd like to go ahead and order. Yeah, isn't that good?
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. So if you'd like
to go
ahead.
Is that a guy or a girl?
I think it's a girl.
Okay.
I think she actually came to one of our events and probably got the series, because I remember her, I believe.
Okay.
But anyway, the point is, she's actually doing something. When you say you got to get involved, like things, share things, we'll get to something else. But when you're getting on Facebook, don't just look at it to look at it. Share good content. Get it out there. Like things. Show people that we're actually turning talk radio into do radio and making a difference in our nation. So if you'd like to go ahead and order the documentary series along with Bradley's graphic My War novel, call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the store, go to Package and Deals, and order 25% off the product of the week for all sons and daughters of Liberty.
Got lots to talk about, friends. You got sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after this break.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if you get a minute, go to Genesis Communication Network and top GCN live streams. You guys are knocking Sons of Liberty out of the park, literally. And we want to tell you we appreciate it. And it shows you how people are hungry for the truth. And so in saying that, give yourselves a hand. I really do appreciate it. And, again, we're honored that you would put us up in such a position to minister to so many people, because I am a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm not ashamed of it, friends. And speaking of that, just this last week we did an article with WND, WorldNet Daily, and it was basically talking about preaching the gospel to rock stars. And we posted a video, and when we were out in California a week and a half ago, I actually took some time to confront Brian Head Welch from the band Korn. He's compromising. He's dragging the name of the Lord through the mud right now. And the way he's doing that is he went out and he claimed that he was a Christian, and now he went back into the band Korn doing the same things that he was doing before. I hope that's not the case, but folks, the whole lot of hypocrisy going on in this particular situation. I also confronted Carmen Appice, the drummer for Ozzy Osbourne, King Cobra, Vanilla Fudge, I believe it was, for some of you burnt
Vanilla
hippies back
Fudge.
From the 60s and the 70s.
Hmm.
Vinny Appice, his brother I confronted for Ronnie James Dio. He's the drummer for that band. Dio just died, as a matter of fact. Charles Bonatti, Anthrax, Steve Smith from Journey, got him on film. Lemmy from Motorhead, got him on film. Michael Anthony from Van Halen, got him on film. Michael Cardalone is his name, from Leonard Skinner. And folks, there's many, many, many more on this video. So check out the article. I just posted it again on Sons of Liberty Radio. Now, to say that, to say this, to set the stage for the topic, and by the way, we're going to speak of several different topics today. We got 2 hours, so that's a good thing. It's going to be a good day for the Sons of Liberty here. Elvis Presley For those that did not know, first of all, he died in 1977
he's
to the
dead.
Older generation.
Wait a second.
He's
that's
gone.
That's a serious blow.
It really is a serious blow.
I thought he was still alive.
Yeah, he may be. Speaking of which, we may be doing a tea party in Tupelo, Mississippi in a couple weeks.
That'll
there.
Be great.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But aside of that, that's where Elvis was born. Did you know that all of his Grammys, he got three of them, not one, not two, but three Grammys. Did you know that his Grammys were all for his gospel music?
That's right.
Okay, cool.
How great they are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Elvis Presley, one of the most original rock stars, probably the greatest rock star of all time, and by the way, the most public and the most notable rock
the
star
most original rock
in
star.
History.
Yeah.
He made millions in show business, and while being interviewed on the air, he was asked, "Mr. Presley, how do you account for that happy, joyous expression you always seem to have on your face?" Well, Elvis Presley responded with, "Because I have to in order to make a living." He said, "But inside, I am lonely as H-E double hockey sticks." He said, "I'm lonely as hell," literally. So you can see the facade. And over the past week while I was in Anaheim, California, what I did is, again, I took some time to go win those that are a part of the rock and roll world to Christ, the rock stars as you know them. And they are nothing more than, in fact, evangelists in rock and roll attire who simply have not been told the truth of God's word through demonstration friends. I said demonstration. And it's about time that the truth is told so that they can be set free in Christ, John 14:6. And it has been said that we should preach the gospel to the world, and if that we have to, then go ahead and use the words. That's right. The Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. But friends, do you ever wonder why, or do you ever wonder, should I say, if these rockers are so happy with their lifestyles, then why do they use drugs? Why do they drink alcohol? And in many cases, even commit suicide, adultery, infidelity, fornication. If they're so happy, why do they have to spend themselves on destroying their own lives in the process of destroying others? Because, friends, many of these rocker friends are so poor, I also have to point out, that the only thing that they have is money.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. Many of these rockers, friends, listen carefully, many of these rockers that are put up by the people, the idols to the people, they're so poor that that's all they have is money. And I've said this, and I'll say it again, because Scripture tells us to say it. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And that was my message to these rockers. But I say this to the Christians and the conservatives and the patriots. It's time for you to get bold for the Christ that you say that you believe in, standing with an uncompromising message, and that being a message of love. Again, 1 John 3:18. See, because it's a work of faith and a labor of love. And I said earlier, and I say again, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, Romans 1:16. And it's the power of God unto salvation is what the world needs to see. And that is through those who really do believe what God commands, Mark 16:15. But those who have been forgiven much without a doubt love much, and loving, namely, the one who died for them. So how can we not live to the utmost for him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Now, I want to give you this analogy really quick, and we're going to jump topics, hopefully, by the next segment. There's a story told of a man who's driving through town when suddenly he saw a wounded dog on the side of the road. And moved with compassion, he pulled over, picked up the little dog, put it in his car. He took it home and began to nurse it back to health. Well, he bandaged up that little doggy and his wounds. He began to feed it. He gave it affection, attention, and a lot of love. And one day after the dog had made a full recovery and the man was walking through the house carrying it in his arms, all of a sudden, the little dog jumped out and he scampered out of the door and he simply disappeared. The man stood there dumbfounded, thinking to himself, I saved that dog from the brink of death. I brought it into my home. I fed it. I nurtured it. I gave it love and affection and attention. And it just scampers off and disappears. What an ungrateful little creature. Until the next day when he heard a scratching at his door, only to open it up and find that that same dog standing there with another wounded dog right by its side. See, friends, that's how it is with the Christian and his compassion for the lost. And by the way, friends, I also want to tell you that when we give forth compassion, it doesn't withhold the truth, it gives the truth. So we ourselves were once blind. We were lost. We were literally on the brink of death and hell. And God reached down to us. He rescued us. He saved us. And he healed us. And our passion in life now is to tell other lost sinners where they can find healing from the great physician. His name is Jesus Christ. And I think it's important that everybody understands that not only it's not a suggestion, friends, it is a commandment to seek and save that which is lost. And I say this, and I end with this point. Say not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest, but pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. If you want to know who he is, the Lord asks you, to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He answers, to those that believe the report of the Lord. And keep in mind, Jesus said, greater works will you do, my friends, than he did, because he goes unto his Father. And Jesus promised this. He's not a man that he should lie. He said, that which the Father has bestowed upon him, that being Jesus, Jesus promised to bestow it upon us by the Holy Ghost. And if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give unto us the Holy Ghost to who ask him? And the Holy Ghost is there because it's the work of faith with power, for the kingdom of heaven is not in word, but in power. And it was the Lord that said again, friends, I'm challenging you. Call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. But in the new scripture, friends, he said, the will of the Lord has been revealed unto each and every one of us, and that all spiritual blessings and heavenly places are ours in Christ Jesus. And keep this in mind, that it is his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom of heaven. So now what's your excuse?
Exactly. And what better way to say thank you and be grateful for the God who saved you than by seeking and saving that which is lost? That analogy is so awesome, because the owner was thinking, man, this dog just went away ungrateful. Everything I did for him, I saved him. And then the next day he realizes he wasn't leaving him. He was going back to get another wounded pup to bring him to the master. The master could do the same thing to that wounded pup. I believe it was Charles Spurgeon, you can correct me if I'm wrong, who said, if you have no desire for others to be saved, then you're not saved
yourself.
That's right. That's
also,
our goal.
Yeah, that's right. He also said that there's enough dust on the top of some men's Bibles.
That's right.
That you could write damnation on the top of the Bible.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Exactly right. And going back to when you're talking about these rock stars and being, you know, rich, and what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Another great scripture that goes with that is Proverbs 11:4, which says, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from
and
death.
And give the analogy of the man on the Titanic when it was sinking.
So the Titanic was sinking, obviously, and there was a crewman who was helping women and children get in the lifeboats, and of course they were putting women and children in first. And there was this man who was very wealthy, and he looked at him, and he showed him some money, and he gave him some money, and he looked at him and said, we have an understanding, right? And the guy looked down at the money and looked back at him. He took the wad of money, and he threw it back at him in his face and said, listen, your money isn't going to save you any more than it's going to save me.
That's right.
When you're looking at it, you know, there's another good analogy. People say, well, I want this in life and I want that in life. Well, your circumstance dictates what you want in life. This money, in a normal circumstance, if he wasn't on a lifeboat or wasn't on a ship that was sinking, was on dry land, he would say, for sure I'd want the money. But then when you change the circumstances,
right,
and you know you're going to lose your soul, what's important, the lifeboat or the money?
That's exactly
right. I've got some
right.
great quotes on
yeah.
this when we come
Did
back.
Did you hear about the man? They walked by a man's great estate. There was two men.
That's
one
right.
looked at him and said, how much did it cost him? The one man looked at the other and he said, his soul. Friends, think about temporal things because they're only temporal. There is not a luggage rack on the top of a hearse. We'll be right back with Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I think you're going to like this. Here we go again. The blogger's helping us along in our endeavors.
Oh, before we jump to them,
yes.
I'm going to give these final quotes. We're talking a little bit about riches and how they profit not in the day of wrath. And who would know better than rich people, right? Since money can't buy you happiness. Let's take a look at, there's four different quotes here. John D. Rockefeller, I think he's a familiar one. People generally know who he
Did
is.
Did you know that he was a self-professed Christian?
Yes.
We watched the documentary on that guy.
Yes.
He was a weird dude towards the end of his life.
Yeah, and they were very strict with their children, too. In fact, his mother...
The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers,
exactly,
so on and so forth. Yeah.
There was one of their sons had asked for something for Christmas, and the mother said, now I know what to deny him, which is so strange because they had so much money, but yet they were so tight about it in so many different areas.
Tightwads.
Yeah, exactly. Cheapskates. Yeah. John D. Rockefeller said, when asked if he was happy with all of his riches, he said, I have made millions, but they have not brought me happiness. John Jacob Astor, he was born in 1763.
He went down with the Titanic, I believe.
Yeah, right. He was born in 1763, died in 1848. He was an American
Well, no, that couldn't have been John
Astor.
I think it's a different one. It must have been his
Jacob
kid.
Astor.
Okay, gotcha, yeah.
American Fur Company tycoon. He left his children with $20 million at his death in 1848. Okay, think about it in today's terms. $20 million is huge now. So what must it have been in 1848? He left his kids with $20 million at his death. He said, I am the most miserable man on earth.
Well, you know, like I said right before the break, there's no such thing as a luggage rack on the top of a hearse.
That's right.
It was Paul that said, it's sure that I came into the world with nothing, and it's absolute that I'll leave the world with nothing.
Of course.
Yes.
And William Henry Vanderbilt, another one, he was born in 1821, died in 1885. He was a railroad developer and financier, the wealthiest man in America during his time, and the father of wealthiest families in America. He said the care of 200 million is enough to kill anyone. He said there is no pleasure in it.
What year was that?
That was 1885 when he died. He was
$200 million back then would have been easily equivalent to a billionaire today.
Oh, unbelievable. But he said there's no pleasure in it. It's enough to kill anyone to care about.
Well, no, because
that
everybody's pecking at him like a bunch of chickens trying to get theirs.
Exactly. And how do you have real friends when everyone's going up for one thing?
Well, you have plenty of friends as long as you're buying, remember?
That's exactly right. And the last one is Henry Ford. I think we all know who Henry Ford is. Born in 1863, died in 1947. He said, I was happier when doing a mechanic's job.
That's right. And it's
so
true.
Many times
well, listen to what Elvis said.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley was very wealthy.
Right.
And we know that he used to be a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got everything that he thought he wanted, he said he was lonely as hell. Literally, friends. I'm not saying that as a expletive. He literally meant that he was lonely as hell. And by the way, if you look at the life of Elvis Presley, he was always seeking to know the things of God. And he started to get confused because he would live one way, and then he would preach another gospel. But then it got to the point where he preached both sides. And, you know, one time he was asked, why is it that you do what you do? He said, because if I didn't, there'd be hundreds of people out of work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, your soul is more important than that. They can find other work, Elvis.
Yeah.
What was it that Jim Carrey said?
Jim Carrey, Mr. Funny Guy, said, I wish that everyone could have everything they ever wanted to know that that is not the answer. And if I'm right in saying, he visits shrinks for depression. He's got to go in there and, and the guy makes $20 million a movie.
Yeah.
A lot of these funny guys, Eddie Murphy said there's a void inside. There's something. You go down line upon line. Mel Gibson, the guy who did The Passion of the Christ, he said at one point he thought about throwing himself out of a window.
Yep.
He was so miserable. Yep. That's what started with the Passion of the Christ, because he started to meditate upon those scriptures. And when you're looking at a lot of these people, Marilyn Monroe, she's another one. She said, I go in and out of foster homes. She went in and out of foster homes. And she said, I'm not happy very often. So when I am happy, I really do enjoy it.
Yep.
And if you look at the pictures of Marilyn Monroe, she's always smiling. So people can put on this fake facade. Some of you listening, you do it all the time. You put on a fake facade to show people that you're one way. Well, inside, you're miserable. You're longing for something. You want to know the truth. And I'm telling you that money and material possessions and things you're looking to, you can look everywhere in this world to try to find fulfillment. You're not going to find it outside of Christ. You have to go back to your
Creator. You really aren't, friends. And I know that that is a religious cliche that people like to say. It's a common a slogan said in the church in America today that, you know, there's a void inside. Folks, it really is. But you need to understand that when you begin to give your life over to Christ, it's a warfare. And Jesus said that you'll have peace in me. In the world, you're going to have tribulation, but with me and in me, you're going to have peace. And it's a peace that passeth all understanding. And also understand that the love of God that's been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost, you also need to understand that that's a holy love. And guess what happens? The enemy of your soul likes to war against you because you possess real love by the Christ, mm-hmm. by the real Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and of judgment.
That's
so
right.
Once you give your life over to Christ, friends, it's a different peace. And it's a different lifestyle. The war begins when you give your life to Christ. It doesn't go away like many have been taught through the modern gospel. It is completely backwards and it is unscriptural. Matter of fact, I was just reading about Paul and Barnabas in the book of Acts.
Right.
It's just absolutely incredible, the persecution. You know, they would scourge them, they would beat them, they would throw them in prison. And then scripture tells us that through confirming and exhortation of the disciples, that they would enter into the kingdom of heaven through much tribulation. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. You know, in the book of Thessalonians, it talks about how Christians are appointed unto affliction. It's just, you know, again, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. And if you want to find Christ, friends, and you want to part from sin, then unite with Christ and give your life to Christ. And you need to understand as well that in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, it says you're quickened by grace. Who's quickened by grace? Those that are dead to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Martin Luther rightly said that until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of that man. How right on is he?
Yeah.
Because it's not about us, friends. It's not about what we take from the world. It's about what we give to the world. It's our taking from the Father, again, whose good pleasure it is to give unto us the kingdom of heaven as we press into the kingdom, as the violent take it by force. And as we do that, guess what? He bestows upon us to the world that which the world seeks.
Right.
Just like Jesus did when he fed the thousands. There was 5,000 through what? Two pieces of bread and five fishes.
Five loaves and two fishes. And also, too, you know, in the King James in 2 Timothy 6:12, it says, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So just know that that's going to come. But, you know, be of good cheer.
But that's where
Christ
the life is at.
The world. That's right.
That's where you find your life, man. You find your life in the ring, not outside the ring.
That's right. Yeah, like the first sermon you ever spoke, it's got to suck to be a spectator.
Literally.
Well, you're going to be miserable outside of what God's called you to do. But in the will of God, even though it's a lot of trying, a lot of, I don't want to say tornadoes, a lot of, you know, things.
Whirlwinds.
Like,
no question about it. Tumults.
It is.
Uproars. Yes.
You know, be of good cheer. Jesus said, I have overcome the world, and he'll give you a peace that the world knows not of.
No, explain that.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, Jesus, when he was, there was a storm once, and he was with the disciples, and the disciples were freaking out, and the Lord was calm, and he calmed the storm. A lot of times you're in a storm, and it's a whirlwind. It can even be scary to your flesh, but you know what? I think a lot of times the Lord causes trials and tribulations to happen to us because we cleave unto him.
Well, just he like teaches you faith. As
that's
a matter
right.
of fact, with the very parable that you're talking about right now, right before that is when he fed the multitudes with the bread. He showed them the miracles. And the next thing that happens, he was on his way to Gennesaret. And on the way there, there was a tornado. There was a storm that fell down on the lake. And when that storm came, what happened? The disciples freaked out.
Yeah, Lord, and save us, we perish.
That's right. And yeah. What they do, they go back to the boat and they see Jesus laying on a pillow asleep.
Yeah.
What was he teaching us? And it's also, keep in mind too, let's go back to the lake analogy. At 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus is out on the water. The disciples are out there freaking out. Peter said, bid me to come out. So he steps out. He starts walking on water just like Jesus did. But he started to get in trouble when he started to look at the what? The waves.
Rather than keeping his eyes fixed upon the Lord.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And now let's go back to the first analogy, because I think it's important for people to understand that when he went to Gennesaret, mm-hmm. Or Gennesaret, whatever you want to say, it's interesting that that storm came down on the disciples in the boat. But what was Jesus going to? Because once he put his feet on that land, what came up to him? A man that had legions. So there was spiritual warfare on the way of Christ going to liberate a man that was possessed of devils.
You know,
and we need to keep in mind that when the storms are there, that is a confirmation that God is at work. Not that, you know, most people are saying, Lord, let the storm go away, let it go away, let it go away. And the Lord is sitting there saying, wait, I'm bringing you to the other side so you can understand what exactly it is that you were looking for, because your answer is on the other side of the lake, not before the lake. And there's so few that are willing to go through the fire to understand what's on the other side of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's there to relieve or to set a man free in Christ Jesus, namely in this particular situation, a man that was possessed of devils. And friends, it happens all of the time. The Lord will put you through something only to find out that he was blessing somebody else by using you to bear your cross so he could show that individual the power of God unto salvation. And that's where people stop.
Yeah.
They always stop short of understanding who he really is. You got to stay the course.
Yep.
Life is uphill. It is not downhill. It is not easy. It is, again, straight and narrow, and difficult is the way and truly it is, but it's all spiritual.
That's true. And you got to keep going. And I think
what I wanted to say is, listen, if you ask the Lord, Lord, give me faith, okay? Lord, teach me how to swim. He's going to put you in a swimming pool, and guess what he's going to do? He's going to pull the bottom out from under it.
Mm-hmm.
So he can teach you how to swim. The first thing you're going to do is doggy paddle. And the next thing you're going to do, you're going to sit there and whine and cry to the Lord. But then he says back unto you, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And then all of a sudden you begin to move forward a little bit because you're beginning to understand his method and what he is training you up to do. And before you know it, man, you're kicking some serious butt, and you're a pro swimmer, you know, after years in process.
I know. I think the first
school
thing
of hard knocks.
People need to understand the first thing the Lord's going to do is show you that you can't do it. You cannot do anything. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. The first thing you have to do is realize realize, Lord, apart from you, I can do nothing.
John 15.
That's why I need you, Lord. You need to empower me. It's not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit that we overcome. And I think this will answer the question for someone to say, listen, you know, I did this Christian thing and I thought I was going to have peace and happiness. I'm not finding peace and happiness. You never were told that you were going to have peace and happiness.
Scripturally.
That's right. But you were told that you would be never left or forsaken by the Lord. And so we have to understand that the Christian life is not a bed of roses, but it is a fulfilling walk as you keep going and don't stop fighting.
And it also shows you the importance of going to the Word rather than listening to man that is trying to withhold the keys of knowledge for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 23. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Phone lines are open. Give us a call. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, folks. Now, phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747. Hey, folks, I got to do this. I got to be straight with you. What I do is I jump all over, when I'm talking to you, I'm jumping all over the websites, all three of them, to keep you guys updated on information. And what I did is I just came back to Genesis Communication Network again. And I want to show you guys, if you take the time, you're listening to us online, if you're driving, you can't do that right now, well, maybe you can on your phone. But go back to Genesis Communication right now. And you got to see what we're seeing right now. I don't know what's going on out there. But when I go to Genesis Communication, top GCN live streams, folks, you have us just smoking the wire. And I'm saying that for the very purpose that you're listening. And the whole message here is to be a part of. What is it that you're hearing? There's times where I know that I'm being used at that particular time to minister to people. If you've been touched, I need you to call me right now, and you need to tell me what's going on with you. Because oftentimes when that happens, there's a word of knowledge, there's a word of wisdom, there's a gifting here that will tap into what's going on. And just to minister. And folks, that's what live radio is about, because I want to be used for the people to set you on fire so the world can watch you burn, not that you just listen to me and Stephanie and watch us burn or listen to us burn. See, fire is contagious. You don't have to sell revival, friends, because fire will do that. And God is a consuming fire. And the Bible tells us that we're ministers of the flames of fire. We need to hear from you.
Yeah.
1-866-233-0747. There's no way, folks. You have got that gauge at 75% right now. That means we have a whole lot of people listening to us. And those that are being ministered to, or you have something that you want to like throw it on the table and weigh in as to the topics being talked about, or something that might have something to do in parallel as to the topics that we're talking about, do give us a call. Because there's no reason for silence. That is opposite, that stands in direct contradiction as to the reason we're on the radio. This is not just about entertaining people. We're not doing that. What we're doing is equipping people to get out there and turn talk radio into do radio. That's my job. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I want to get to this really quick. Go ahead,
Steph. Yeah, I was just going to say, I think for a lot of people when they listen to the show, it's like going to church. You know,
well, it is church.
It's funny because it is church, but it's not the typical church building setting that they're used to. And I think people think, gosh, I should be hearing this stuff
Jesus,
in my church.
When Jesus went to church, what did he do? He went in there to cast out devils.
That's right. And he went. His church was wherever he went.
That's
he didn't
exactly
just sit in the
right.
building and have
they
people
followed
come.
Him.
Exactly.
He didn't, that's right.
But the good thing is I want to just share this with you because I thought about this while you were talking. Is we were speaking at a tea party one time in Florida, and a lady who headed up, she tapped me and she said, "This is the stuff we should be hearing in church." So we're not just going out there, and every event that we do, people are hearing the gospel, and whether it's on the radio, whether it's in a gas station, whether it's at the mall, whether it's whatever we're doing, we're constantly having church.
Yes,
because we're written
course.
Epistles, as you mentioned, for all men to read wherever we go, whatever we do. And so I think if you're being fed and you're being ministered to...
I'm looking for him all the time. Are
course,
you not?
Yes.
I mean, that's what we're here for. We're not here, again, to serve ourselves. We're here to be spent for the people.
That's right.
And to bring answers to the world, not bring the problems to the world.
That's right.
And there's something wrong when you hear the pastors just talking about, or the leaders of the church. By the way, friends, I just again read this morning. Elders were appointed to the churches. Pastor in Scripture, you'll find in Ephesians 4:11. But when you look at Scripture, it says in 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says apostle first, prophet second, teacher third. Now let me ask you something. The way that America has the church, the self-professed church set up in America today, can I ask you something? Where's the apostle? Hey, friends, where's the prophet? Aren't those the ones that are ostracized by the modern-day church? Yep. Hey, friends, yeah, we see the teachers. We hear the teachers. But I got to ask you a question. Why is the pastors leading up the church? Why are the pastors doing the job of the fivefold ministry when, in fact, they have no business doing that? Why were elders appointed, and why are the pastors appointed? Friends, you just got to ask yourself the question, what's the problem in America today? Folks, the professed church in America is completely upside down on its head. It's the apostle first, then the prophet, and then the teacher, not the other way around. And it's interesting how every single time, without fail, you talk to someone that's involved in a church. Who's leading up the church? The pastor. Yep, there's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Who's leading up the church? The pastor. Yep, there's the problem. It's the apostle that is the one that is sent forth along with the prophet and the teacher to establish and to dispossess and to possess in their place.
And you know what's interesting? A lot of times we'll meet with businessmen, or you'll talk with businessmen, and they're doing a business. That's what they're in, secular business. They're not in ministry of any kind. And you can just see the fruit of their lives and how they run things and how they operate. It's like, this is an apostle.
I just met one the other day. He was the CEO. I said, dude, this is your ministry.
CEO,
you're not
going
to get away from it.
He's leading it up.
Yeah, he is very apostolic. And I told him, I said, you are very apostolic. When you look at how your operation is here, see, what happened is the world got in the mix, and then they began to take the precedent as if they were the ones that created the organization or the actual orchestration, or how do I say it?
I can say it. That's kind of like your gifting. The Lord gave you your gifting, right? Your talent. Say you're a singer. You can either use it for the Lord or you can use it for the world. The Lord, if he called you to be a prophet, if you're a prophet or you're an apostle, you can either take that and use it towards what you want to use it for, or you can take it and submit to God and let him bring you up in ministry and what you're called to do.
Yeah, see it all
I think
the time.
With anything is God made you who you are, made you what you are, gave you the giftings that you have. You have a choice. Like in Deuteronomy says, choose life or death, blessing or cursing. You can either use it for the Lord's glory, or you can say, listen, I'm going to serve myself and do this. Not saying that all businessmen are just serving themselves or anything like that.
No. I just think a lot of those businessmen don't realize that they have a call. But when you get there and you have someone that's prophetic around them, you can see that stuff right away. It's like, dude, you're very apostolic. What do you mean? Look at what you're doing. You're heading this up. You're sending forth people. You got 300 people in your business. You got 50 people in your business. You're the spiritual overseer of this operation. Yep. And let me see the way that you have things structured. And when you look at it, it falls to be the fivefold ministry. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you not see that this is your ministry? I could right now say on the radio, other radio outlets, other radio show hosts right now that have their own shows, and I could call up this individual right now and say, you need to understand, brother, that you have a prophetic gift, and I would tell this person too as well, you are already heading up a ministry, but you're putting it under the wrong headship. It's right. Not under Christ, it's under your headship. Put it over to Christ, and you'll see what he can do, that which you're unable to do. And by the way, God never calls us to do something in our own strength. Right. He always does it where we have a need for him, so he can show us who he is through a yielded vessel.
When you said it's like everything he calls you to do, you can't do. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. But that's
right.
Where going
Hudson
back to
Taylor.
Talking about earlier is you have to stay the course. So many times, even in events, people will schedule events and they'll come up to a certain point, like the peak of the mountain. They'll get a little resistance, a little opposition,
yep.
Or not,
it's
not quite the support they're looking for. They pull back and they say, we can't do this.
Yeah.
We're just not having peace about it.
Yeah, we're not having a peace.
That's the point when you're coming.
They want to be at peace with the world that's
right?
At war with God, and that's the peace that they have mixed up with scriptural peace.
That's right. And when you come to that peak and that point of opposition, you have an opportunity, even in runners, people that run races, there comes a point where you're so tuckered out or you're exercising, and then all of a sudden you keep going. You get this second wind, this miraculous breakthrough. I'm thinking of Florence Chadwick.
And we call them thresholds, by the way,
exactly.
Florence.
Exactly.
Yes.
Florence Chadwick, she kept going and going and going. The first time she failed because she didn't have in her mind's eye the end. She couldn't see the end because of the fog.
She swam the English Channel.
That's right.
Yes.
But then when she came back the second time, she kept in her mind the end, the finish line that she was going for. So she kept going and going, and she made it.
She received the end of her faith, even the salvation of her soul, by keeping her eye fixed on the author and the finish of her faith. Hey, friends, let me say it this way so the carnal man can understand. Aim small, miss small. Keep your eyes fixed on Christ. Aim small, miss small. If your eye is single and it's a holy lump, guess what? It's all going to be good and it's going to be filled with light. But if there be darkness in there, woe unto you. And woe and dark will that be, the darkness, man. And
yeah.
I'm telling you what, you better get that out of the lump, because if you don't, it's going to destroy. The little leaven will leaven the whole lump. But keep your eyes fixed on the author
in
your faith, and understand that we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Romans 6. Don't forget that. I wanted to get to this, and my long-winded Pretty Little Princess to me just wouldn't let me get to it. So what I'll do is I'll get to it over unto the next hour. I'll bring it over. I'll let it lay over until the next hour. It's Bradley Dean loves his fake quotes. Here's another blog attack.
No,
remember how I told your friends when we were talking, and we might hit this just right during the second hour here, but remember Larry Brinken, the homosexual icon who was busted with child pornography? And remember, by the way, you won't find this on the blogs outlets. They don't want to expose their own.
You mean you won't see that out there in the mainstream bloggers?
They won't even protect the little kids. Isn't that interesting?
That is horrible.
Yeah, no, it shows you that they're criminal themselves. But it's interesting that what they want to do is they want to demonize those that tell the truth. I shared last week that a communist blog site out there actually said that Bradley Dean was actually teaching people on his radio show that they were, you know, educating kids in bestiality. Well, friends, it's all over online. You can check it out. It's a fact. But they want you to believe that I am so far out there that I got to be crazy, when in fact, friends, they are trying to protect themselves from the fact as to what they attempt to advocate by demonizing those that are telling the truth on them. When we come back, we're going to talk about Bradley Dean loves his fake quotes. Let's expose another blogger here, friends.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.